The longest blood moon eclipse in the 21st century will coincide with Mars's closest approach to the world in 15 years, and it's expected to offer a stunning view to stargazers tonight, and that's according to the Astronomical Society of Southern Africa. It's going to be starting at around 24 minutes past 8, and it will last until just after midnight. And we're joined now by Dr. Daniel Kunama from the South African Astronomical Observatory. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Dr. Daniel. What can people expect to see tonight?
Yeah, so weather permitting, obviously, you should be able to see quite an impressive view of the moon. It will be a full moon, which will then slowly turn red, as you said, starting, it'll actually start just before 8, about 7:15 it will begin, and then the total eclipse will start at about 8:25, with maximum beginning about 9:30. So the moon will not disappear entirely, but it'll rather turn a very dark red.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the reasons behind this eclipse? Why are we getting to see this tonight?
So basically what's happening is that the moon is moving into the Earth's shadow, and in the same way as a solar eclipse happens, except the other way around, the lunar eclipse doesn't eclipse the moon entirely because of the light getting scattered through our atmosphere, and that's why it won't disappear entirely.
Mm-hmm. So we will be able to also see Mars at the same time.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Mars is very, very close at the moment, and also at opposition, so the opposite side of the Earth to the Sun. So it's directly opposite us. We can see the full face of Mars, and being very close, it's quite a lot brighter, one of the brightest objects in the sky tonight.
Mm-hmm. Is it just for the Southern Hemisphere, this eclipse, or will the Northern Hemisphere also experience it?
So it's most of the Southern Hemisphere, as well as Europe and parts of Asia. The only people who won't really be able to see it are North America and Greenland and some very far north countries. It's very widespread.
Oh, it's a widespread eclipse. Mm. And where can people get the best views? Should they go outside, or are there places to especially see the spot?
So basically just going outside and looking with your eyes. You don't need any special glasses or anything for a lunar eclipse. It's just like looking at the moon. But there are various events happening around the country. In Cape Town, we'll be setting up at the waterfront. In Johannesburg, the Johannesburg Observatory will be hosting a viewing where they'll have telescopes set up and people can come and have a look through a telescope.
So there's a better view afforded if people use binoculars?
Absolutely, and you can safely use binoculars.
Okay, thank you so much. That was Dr. Daniel Kunama from the South African Astronomical Observatory speaking about that amazing lunar eclipse that expected tonight. He said that it will reach its fullest just after 9 p.m.